I see the crystal raindrops fall,
and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I wanna spend some time with you.
Woo.
Just the two of us,
yeah.
We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. The sky, just the two of us, you and I. We look for love, no time for tears, wasted water all that is, and don't make those flowers grow.
I think
good things might come to those who wait, not to those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building them castles in the sky, just the two of us. You and I.
And welcome to another show of Gullywood. This is season 3, episode 2, and I'm glad to say that we're back again, and due to and it's quite an overwhelming response, which is good news. And Greg's here with us today as well.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Greg. And we'll be with you shortly. Just slide on into your comfortables and get into the groove.
I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. Darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I won't be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Welcome to the Gully Guys.
Just the two of us. Building big castles we don't hide. Just the Gully Guys.
And just the two of us, I'd like to start today's show with a big round of applause for GC from the Pools for coming in again today.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
I know it can be quite daunting to do a podcast at times, especially with me, as we do cover weird and extremely wide topics in all particular cases. I'd like to say thanks for the downloads, the response, the shares, and a couple emails that came in referencing to you, Greg, which is also good. Oh, one reads, Greg seems like a good guy. Give him another go. And that's from JB Weir.
Thank you, JB.
Of Mornington.
I just got to speak a bit clearer and a bit, little bit faster.
Which we discussed earlier. And yeah.
I think I should be all right.
Should be all right. We've had a little practice this morning, a bit of a sing-along. That was obviously just the two of us. The original Bill Withers on his own there without the other guy that usually appears with him. So, yeah, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to family and friends. And thank you to guys who is probably one of our best downloaded episodes yet. So that was episode 40 that we did last week. or today's episode being season three, episode two. Greg, I'd like to start today. Something happened yesterday, didn't it?
Oh, bro.
And I want to touch on it.
Terrible. It was an eye-opener.
It was.
I was not impressed.
I lost my fucking mind yesterday. So anyway, I'll give a bit of a prelude. Me and Greg obviously still in recovery. And yesterday the light came on a bit earlier than it usually does, and boom, I'm off down to the gym myself, and I go down there and I have my little workout and I do my thing, and Greg's, you know, has to drop the kids at school and all those sorts of things. And sometimes, you know, at times marry up and sometimes they don't. And in this particular morning it didn't, but I'd had finished I was actually having a shower at the time, and I'd finished everything and I'd had my sauna and I'd worked out for the morning and I'd done everything really well because I had some friends coaxing me on from different places to get the shit done. So I got it done. That's the sort of guy I am. And, you know, we're all talking about, probably we're going to allude to health today, but not only just health itself, but how we watch each other's health and how we look out for each other and how we perhaps identify the misuse in health and people are misusing and taking things to their advantage. So anyway, so we had a quick chat in the car about things as we do, and I said, look, I've got to go home and do some online learning modules, which I did, and regarding the NDIS and looking after people and receiving extra qualifications for myself. And I just finished up my course and sit back and was having myself a nice stiff drink and whatnot. The call comes in, and when I met you, Greg, like, we talk about thresholds and health and pain thresholds, and like, you must have a pretty high pain threshold, I'm assuming, due to your back injuries and the medicine and,
yes, correct,
and you're on treatment going. So when I was looking, I think to myself.
Rotated cuff as well, which is quite fucked up.
It's sort of a rounded shoulder.
Yeah. The dog with the lead pulled it out one day, seen a bird.
Really?
I was looking the other way. 2 meter lead, so he took off. Uh-huh. Then the lead, so it's like whiplash.
Your dog is quite good on the lead, though. I took him for a walk the other day.
I was talking to the neighbour.
Oh, you're talking to the neighbour. And
looking the other way, he was facing that way and just yank. And fuck, it's never been the same since. Mm. Never been the same since. So, well, but anyway, we're working on recovery.
So anyway, so health and recovery. And like, you know, look, there's simple things like we've just been through a pandemic and it's all about, you know, not fucking, if you can avoid giving people your fucking germs. Yeah. Well, obviously, we try the best. We've been educated for 2 years. We try and sanitize. We try and cough into our hands. Like you just did then. You had a little cough and you coughed into your hand off to the side. So, you know, we're a bit more aware regarding how we should
respect
do stuff.
Respect
for others. Yeah. We train at this gym. Well, I train. Greg Saunders and whatever. He trains as well. Does a bit of swimming or whatever when he can. Goes slow because obviously he's still
That's in the warm water pool.
In the warm water pool.
Hold on, and you got to
think about this story in a moment. Like all those, the area that we're mentioning is at a local gym. This,
well, we've just started frequenting this gym, and I thought it was quite
together.
You know, like the sauna was the jets on it really powerful.
The spa there is amazing. Like you get one sauna, of those jets, you know, sore muscle, and it's pulse right.
Oh mate, you pointed me in the right direction. I thought I was sitting on the good one the other day. But he goes, no, you got to sit up at the other end.
Hey, Greg. You got to sit on the other end.
He goes, mate, that is the one.
That's the one. Was he smiling when he told you?
Yeah.
Well, look, you always.
I don't know. Something going weird on him there. Anyway. Very disappointing.
Anyway, so I'm in it at the moment. I'm training like an Olympian. I think my goal is to train 4 or 5 times a week.
And mind you, Nick's been here probably for an hour and a half prior to me.
This is the
training. Sauntering, sparring. Doing the rounds,
saying hello to the local people and whoever's there for the day and giving the usual, the regulars.
When we saw each other, how long have you been there?
Two hours? I trained, I'd been there 2.5 hours, to be honest with you. I trained probably
so you did have time.
Well, I hit 45 minutes is my usual workout, but I added in 3 exercises for my abs at the moment and a few other bits of paces and squats and whatnot. So it was, it's like an hour. I go into the change room, sit down, I take a photo of myself looking jacked, look at the photo, look at yesterday's photo and go, there's no difference. But at the moment I'm taking a photo of myself every day.
At least my health is there.
Yeah, at least my health is there. And it's a little thing I'm doing for myself at the moment because I've been training for quite some time, probably 4 years now, and I feel that, I'm not going to blame COVID, but I feel that because I could have done other stuff. I could have jogged or whatever. I feel that I probably may have let myself down, and now's the time to put the pedal to the metal. It's coming into summer. Obviously, you know, I want to feel good and look good, and so that requires me training 5 times a week. And when the weather's better, I'll be riding my bike in the mornings as well. So after I've done what I've done and done my workout, I sit down, I have a cool drink, take a couple of photos of myself, shake my head and go, that's not good enough, keep going, mate. And then I go into the, what did you call them the other day, the communals?
The village communal toilets.
So, it's a pretty advanced gym. Like it has everything.
Well, I'm thinking, well, you know, village, it's going to be like open. There'll be girls on one side and boys on the other, and, you know, in the same room, all getting along.
Yeah.
And, it's just a fucking corridor with doors.
Yeah, and essentially just with like male or
wheelchair access.
And I mean, some of these showers are pretty good. If you go into when there's no handy capable people there, and if you get to have a disabled room to yourself, you're talking like a room the size of this studio.
Well, I only used to normally go in them like real early in the morning.
When they just cleaned them, because what happens is they clean them.
Quite busy with
the. It's a great little time to yourself, though, isn't it? Yeah, well, you're in this little room, lights on. You got your own shower, baby.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the village or the sauna. Well, we're going to lead you to the sauna. So I go into the little village part and I get changed into my rip curl surf gear because I'm always on a fucking sick one. I'm surfing something and it's some.
Always on a big wave.
Yeah, I'm always on a big wave and I'm fucking trying to tell you guys where the rips are so you can avoid that and just get on the back of the 7 set. Because you always count 7 before you take a wave. But anyway, that's an Australianism. So anyway, I've gone to the gay village. I've gone, right, this is fucking good. And I have a quick look because when you walk down that pathway past the first, not the kiddie pool, but then the second pool, the 25-metre lap pool, then you sort of get to that first, what they call the water area or the wet area. Yeah, you sort of always have a glance in that room, don't you? And you go, all right, fuck, am I going to get 10 minutes to myself without having bullshit chats? Or...
The funny thing with the sauna is it's got a massive clear glass that you can see in, but you can't. It's a bit dark in this, and it goes down into like a pyramid.
It's a triangle. It's not a 90.
It's like a 45.
It's a weird.
It's like a 35 or something.
In trigonometry, it'd be like an isosceles, which is sort of half triangle, half.
Like it's a hot area.
Half anyway. Wedge. It's like a wedge.
Yeah, and there's not
it's actually
much space
it's exactly
there.
Like yeah, it's a wedge. It's exactly
or like a
wedge.
Doorstop.
Yeah, like a doorstop.
Goes
a door,
into,
yeah.
To a doorstop. Yeah.
And there's a little element in there, and this one has a little tap. So anyway, he lost his mind. Yes, this is fucking brilliant. Anyway, so I go, and there's not many people there in the morning. So I'm like, fucking shit, Greg's hasn't shown up. Well, he's with the kids or whatever. I'm going to get a good half an hour with myself. So I go in there, and speaking of having time, so I go in there, and I'm like. And there's no one in there this morning. I do a little bit of a cheat and I go against what the sign says and I chuck heaps of water on the element and I really get the room pumping at about 60.
Yeah, and may have dropped something too.
So I've just worked out. I've gone in there and I'm like, this morning, I don't know, I felt a little bit weird in the stomach. You know, like if someone had maybe like, you know, like when you change your kids' nappies when they're young and they're like you've got ducted heating and one of the nappies, not the dirty one, but maybe one of the newer nappies falls on the ducted heater. Later that night, you blast the heat and you're like, you've got this weird sort of plastic smell in the air. But it's not burning, but it's just like, it's like it's been left out there.
There's been a few nappies left
So I did me 30 minutes. I came out and went, whoa, and I had a sip of water. And as I was walking back down to the chairs, you know, where you sit on that metal rail and you try and cool your core down or you might have a shower or whatever it might be, I felt a little bit giddy yesterday. I'm like, I thought nothing of it because I've been training hard and I had 2 weeks off because of the tooth and the ankle.
Are
and
those
stuff.
Sirens coming from me or you?
This is part of it. If you've ever listened to any of our shows, that's just part of the local neighbourhood, really. Might have the garbage man come past.
Hang on, it sounds like it's getting closer. Could be for me.
No, it went past.
Beautiful.
Thank God, something. Good.
Sorry, Nick. Sorry.
So you're right. Sorry, I'm sitting here. Anyway, Greg calls and he's like, fucking hell. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, so just to get into the threshold part, I'm like, I said some stuff to Greg previous times, whatever. He doesn't fucking blink an eye. I'll be like, oh, yeah, the fucking rooster fucking shat out a gerbil it landed in fucking someone's arsehole, and he'd be like, "Oh yeah, yeah, no."
The old saying: "This is the straw that broke the fucking camel's back."
Yeah, you were. I'd never heard. I thought you were like fucking lost your phone, or someone had stolen your bag. And I want to remind you back to last week's episode when we spoke about when an old couple mistakenly took the same bag as yours, inverted brackets, walked away with your keys, your cash, and all this sort of stuff. And that day you were suspicious.
Still trying to blame you.
Yeah, and that day you were suspicious. And sure enough, it was a kind of a day for everyone. Was giving each other glares that day. Anyway, like, we're all wishing each other death upon each other. But anyway, so he's called. He's
no
gone. He's gone, mate. Because he's gone. This is fucking ridiculous. So
should
Greg,
you play the call.
I think I might have it. I might have it.
Would it?
You, yeah, if you could just ramble on for a second. So
no, well,
yeah, I do.
I'm just.
I can't actually play it right now. I can't play it right now because it's all locked in. But
I don't think I can actually go back to the gym, mate.
Well, so anyway, Greg's gone, what the fuck? He goes, I just found a fucking condom in the fucking sauna. I'm like, whoa, dude. He goes, what have you been he goes, what have you been doing, Nick? Because I'd been in there, obviously, and I wasn't keen to hang out. Usually I might hang out and go, oh, look, I'll do another hour worth of sweating or whatever. Today, yesterday I was busy and I had to do my online work. I had to do homework, as you knew. Da-da-da. I did send you some very colourful images of the work that I was doing regarding handicapped, disabled people and all that sort of stuff. So he's fucking unloaded on me and he's gone, what the fuck are you doing in there? Greg literally thought that not only there was a condom in there and I felt, and the air was bad. Was the air bad? Did you?
Yeah, there was something not right. It was
like on a hot
when
day.
When I spotted it, I thought, that looks like a cleaning glove. And I thought, no, you know, they
you sure it
wear.
Wasn't a cleaning? You had
and
a
then
good
I
look.
Had a closer look.
You got it. You got in there.
I'm like, oh my God. And I was in the corner with it.
Fuck, this is making me trip. So you're in there with the condom
right.
alone
and then
in this thing. And you got
to
realize there's an Element rock heater.
Yeah,
maybe
right
like
there.
Like less than like, 2 meters away from where it would have been.
Her head would have been caught fucking right into the tip of that. It would have had to, well.
And sometimes there's 10 people in there. And I'm assuming it was done the night before, like you were saying.
The thing that scared the fuck out of me was,
yeah.
was when I thought male, female. And then you go, hang on a minute, Greg. There's a gay concept here too.
There's a huge gay concept.
Now, we love everyone and we hate everyone equally. So we love the gays. So shout out to all the
LGBTQT gymmers and yeah. Saunas and
yep, everyone. We love everyone.
Thank you.
But yeah, he mentioned gay and I just cringed.
Because I'm going to explain, there's been a sequence of events sort of leading up to this, but this was like the icing on the cake. I told Greg that there was a fucking huge gay element at the gym and Greg's like, it's like there's not much gay about Greg. Like, you look at Greg and you're like, he might have 1% gay. Yeah. You look at the average person like me, you go, oh, Nick's probably made up of 15% gay. Yeah. Like, there's always a little bit of gay
little,
in people.
A little bit of tendency.
Anything after 15% and you buy, and then over the 50% threshold, you're totally one way or the other.
Yeah.
So there was a time. So I'm at the Ringwood gym up in the change rooms and I finished a workout and I get, like, it's gym's a weird place. People are throbbing, fucking, I don't know, energy's going, everyone's pumped, the adrenaline's happening, you're doing your workout. Not everyone's successful at doing the workout, but those who've done their workout, you sort of do a little stretch and walk back and forth. Anyway, this one time after gym, I sort of had a bit of a run-in with this smaller Western Oriental gentleman and he kept sort of beelining at me and just kept getting in my way all the time. And I said to him one day, Stand in front of the weights. Like right in front, like within 2 feet. And like he's wearing a mask. Okay, great. Great guy. Like thanks for covering up. But I'll be like, excuse me, mate. I've got 2 32-kilo dumbbells in each hand. Yeah. Mm. And I'm fucking about to lay down. I've just done a set of 12. Boom.
And you're standing.
And I'm about to lean forward, and these are big dumbbells. I'm not hugely that strong. I'm not on. Oh, I've just started taking protein powders, and thank you, Byron Bay Lab, and thank you to the dispensary in St Kilda who supplied us that wonderful product. I've been using it. It's fucking fantastic. Great for digestion and all sorts of other things as well too. So the Byron Bay label vanilla protein powder. Huh?
Glad you got a good product out of the old dispensary. But anyway, sorry, mate.
No, you're right. Where was I?
Change rooms.
Anyway, yes. So, fucking totally lost where it was. Anyway, so.
Yes. Dumbbells.
Oh, so dumbbells. Okay, yeah. So an example of being approached inappropriately. So dumbbells. And this guy, I go, listen, dude, can you get out of my – I have to drop these at the end of this set because my arms are throbbing. Could you move away, please? And I get a huh? And I get him turning, stepping a foot into my space, into my digital dimension.
Personal space.
Personal space and sort of like giving him like a little – do you remember Eddie Guerrero, the wrestler who used to do this little shake after he was about to take someone down? He used to do hip shake like this, right? He sort of did this in my face, right? I'm like – I go, dude, and this loud. And people know me at the gym. I yell at people at the gym. You know this.
I have seen you.
I will yell at people at the gym if they're acting inappropriately. And no one says nothing because the gym police aren't policing it. And it's like every man for themselves. And if you don't – I'm 6 foot nearly three when I fucking chiropracted and straight. You know, I'm fucking 105 kilos. Okay, maybe I should be at 98. But, you know, if you're a mini miner and a fucking semi truck's coming your way, get the fuck out of its way.
Exactly.
Even if you have right of way in your brain, you might think you have right of way, but you probably fucking don't. So give people space, especially those who are doing weights and lifting because they're serious about it, which I'm
have
a little
a
bit serious
think
about.
Think about it, people.
Have a think about it. So anyway, this one day, this happens. I go, right, anyway. And they all give me a little nod and smile. The gym people are like, ha-ha, you got him. I'm like, fuck you, cunts. You fucking lazy motherfuckers. You don't do fucking anything. For anyone standing around, have a look at me to see if I'm doing it. And if I'm doing it, and you get over and I look at a piece of gym equipment, you take a bit away from me. And then you think you're all smart because you're putting it for the day. Whatever. It's what everyone's doing at the moment. It's just whether you can or can't. It's different. So I'm in the shower in the top locker bay. I've sat down next to my locker. I'm slowly pulling things out. It was a real hard workout. Yeah, it was like one of those days where I broke the next level. And mind you, you can go to my...
And you've been on the new protein as well.
So yes. Well, that's just recently. This is talking about a month ago.
Oh, right.
And anyway, so I turn around and guess who's right behind me? So I stand up and I'm about to put the last things in my bag and sort of close up or whatever and grab the sunnies and keys because that's the moment where things fuck up. After you've done everything perfectly, you always forget your keys or forget your sunnies or someone pinches your bag or leaves a fucking condom in the fucking sauna. Yeah, and it almost ruins a fucking perfect existence sometimes. You go, right, I've got in there and I fucking smashed it. I've done what I need to do today. I've had me pain relief. I've had me sweat. I had a sauna. I had a positive chat with people, spoke with other people I wouldn't normally talk with, done all the fucking things that the doctor says I want to do, and then boom, they hit you with that. So I fucking, as I stand to my feet, I feel something brush on the inside of the back of my leg. Now, well, the way I could describe it is like if you're in your flower garden, one of the daisies was drooping a little bit and it sort of brushed on the inner of your knee, and I went, what the fuck? Now, as you know, I've introduced you to, and there's some old blokes that work at our gym. There's like Fritz, who's 84. I introduced you to him the other day.
Yep.
Remember the old German bloke?
Yep.
Anyway, he was in there with me, and I hang out with him quite a bit, and we have a chat, and he tells me what's going on in the world, and we share stories, and I'm also a carer for my parents as well, and blah, blah, blah. So I've got this sort of infinity with older people, which is kind of a cool thing, and plus it's part of my job as well, the NDIS.
Respect.
And respect. So anyway, I've turned around. This is after giving him a mouthful in the gym. I've gone, what the fuck? And there is this small Malaysian man naked.
Oh, my God.
Fucking naked, girl. I'm not fucking joking. Look at my eyes, dude.
I'm looking at you.
All right. And I go, what the fuck, dude? Because my rocker.
What?
Goes, my rocker. And I said, no, I'm not touching it, mate. And he goes, no. And this is serious what happened. And Fritz has gone, oh, ho, ho, it's kicking off.
Fuck.
This is 84-year-old man observing this. I'm going, I'm looking at him. He's going, ho, 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 cool, cool. Because you've heard him. Yeah. So that's how he talks. And
what's the Asian dude doing?
And he's looking like he's fucking medicated, heavily medicated.
Which one? Because there's quite a few of them. Not the dude.
The little one that wears the tights and wears shorts and tights. And he's probably like 40 kilos, mate. Like he's probably like.
Oh, he's only.
No, not the chubby one that looks slightly retarded. Has the pool noodle. Not the pool. Not the one that gave us.
Yeah, I know the one.
Yeah, yeah. I think.
I know the one.
Not the one that. Not the one that tried to tease you the other day in the gym, in the sauna, when they go, it's fucking Greg. And I lost my shit that day as well. And then a lady came in and I said, I described the people of what they look like and what their origin was because they're making fun of Greg because they think he's a bit of a silly Aussie. But, you know, after you've done like 30 minutes. you know, done a workout and you've done 30 minutes in a sauna, hey, you're going to look a little stupid. And they're not used to guys with dreadlocks, obviously.
No.
So
they didn't see me put them up, probably.
Yeah. So
there's quite a lot of them and they need to go up. So
in a little bun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you sort of tie with a...
can go, because not, I don't know what it is, you can check the facts or whatever, 80, 90% of your heat goes out your body. It's probably not that high, but a lot of it does, so... You know, when I lift it up, it's the neck's clear.
Gives you that feeling,
yeah. And then I can just lean back on the wall and get in position. And
yeah, you had your little spot. I think, I noticed that you're getting your little spot and you're in your zone. And sometimes you're talking and sometimes you're not. So anyway, I go, "What the fuck, dude?" I go, "Who are you?" He goes, "Oh, I'm a rocker." I go, "I know your locker's there, bro, but approach it from the other side. If you're going to have a fucking shower." In the fucking locker room, wherever the change rooms,
yeah,
or whatever.
No, you'd
be prepared. Be prepared if you're sharing lockers. If there's a bunch of lockers all near each other, yeah. If you're in a shared room, be prepared that someone might be sitting in your fucking front of your fucking locker because you're in the shower.
You wait.
And where's your fucking towel at this point?
Yeah,
I'm serious. Where's the towel at this point? And I look around because I'm thinking my actual reaction was to like. Get my hands.
So how was the little fella? Did he have a little fella or a big tugger? Did you have a look? Come on, you had a look.
It looked like a porcupine that needed a fucking haircut. Like an anteater. Like a fucking albino midget anteater.
Little finger.
And it was spiky sort of hair. It was like when you had a flat top when you were a young kid. It was like that. Anyway,
must have done a bit of
shaving. And I put my hands in front of me, Greg, and went, no. And I'm looking for a towel. I'm going, what the fuck? Where's a towel? I need to fucking cover this guy.
And then Fritz?
Hey, Fritz is losing his shit. Yeah, Fritz is just like going, whoa. And I'm looking at him to get reassurance that I'm not fucking crazy right now, that I'm not fucking, am I oozing?
Fritz, come and help me.
Am I suggesting that I want to have fucking public sex? No. I'm fucking not. I'm not. I still consider myself promiscuous, but, you know, with the right lady or whatever. In my younger days, maybe if it was a festival and it was a long, long way from home, and I don't know, maybe that would be the scenario that I would do something like that, but not at the age I am and not with a man that's in his 60s and not with anything like that. So I put my hands in front of me and I touch his belly with my fingertips. Ooh. And I go, that's it. I go, you're
that's
fucked.
That's close to his.
Yeah, this, you understand? I'm sitting. And
if I had a fat, you'd be touching it.
So I stood, I felt his doodle. I sat back down in shock. I look at Fritz, I look back, there he is. Ha ha. And he's, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if he's seen God.
Is he happy?
No, he's like fucking, it's like I am offering myself. It was like an offering.
That's terrible.
It was like, this is all I have to give. And he's a busybody and he stands around talking to cunts all morning and distracting the trainers.
There are the ones that you can tell straight away.
Mm.
And, you know, they come in and they wear their little pants and they mind their own business. And, you know, you stay away from me, I stay away from you. It's a mutual respect thing. So we just don't know what happened.
So I'm winding down from the – it really lit me up this – So anyway, that happened. I fucking screech away to the other side. I go, dude, just please keep your distance or I'm going to have to fucking report you. I'm not going to belch you because if I belt, if you...
That's
if you,
reportable.
It is reportable. And that's a health violation, yeah? And we were talking about health and we've just come out of all this stuff. And I hear this guy talk about how he's had trips to Malaysia. He's always chatting to some blokes, old blokes in the...
English?
Yeah, in English.
Yeah, right.
In good English.
You have to point him out. Let me know.
I don't have nothing to do with
it. Well, this is why we're not going to that gym.
Anyway, so long story said, I worded you up and you said, oh, no, it probably wouldn't be that many gay people. And I go, mate, there's probably more gay people at this place than there is fucking standard people.
Straighties,
yeah. It's like a little San Fran fucking Cisco in itself.
Well, I didn't realise.
Anyway, so
it's
you
like window cook. Shopping, isn't it? The window's that big on the fucking
you,
on the sauna.
That's what I mean. You walk past and
have
a look, and you're like, eh, nice cock, and he's got his out. And
it's like Amsterdam, where you used to walk along the windows. And
yes, it's exactly
fuck,
what it
it's
is.
A little
and if you and if and if you have a trained eye like I do, you can see the signals and you'll notice people.
Well, now I'm all over that. Now I'm thinking about past and. Past things that I've seen and people there and I'm thinking, oh, fuck, yeah, you're on the money.
Mm. And look, Greg, you don't
it
look
made
gay.
Me feel sick.
You don't look
it
gay.
It made me feel sick when he said it. I literally, I didn't mind it if it had been male, female, just thought you dirty fucks, you should have picked up after yourselves. And I mean,
so it's obviously a man. It's obviously a man, and we're assuming that some anal sex took part. Some anal sex
and
happened.
And then when he told me that, I re-pictured it again.
Imagine
and
a hot room.
Sort of look dirty. Imagine the condom. And there's probably a big dirty wad in there as well. I mean, it's terrible.
This is fucked up.
I actually forgot on the way out. I was going to let them know because I'm
fucking. Yeah.
My cousin actually.
Yeah, so your cuzzo came and checked in on me in the morning as well. He's like, hey, I go, do I look all right? Have
it's
I
my
passed
second
it?
Cousin.
Yeah,
it's my cousin's.
Cuzzo. Oh, second cousin.
Yeah, now he's a lifesaver.
Yeah. But he's come and checked me in the morning and they all look a bit sus. And I'm going to tell you, as a joke, one day me and Greg were walking back from the sauna and the girl goes, see you guys. And we obviously weren't leaving, so I was a bit of a smart ass back and I said, yeah, we're just going into the shower to talk about secret men's business. And we're not realising how gay this joint actually is, but whatever. Fuck it. Whatever. I'm going to talk about it.
This is the new place we went to.
It's Croydon. Remember that day? Yeah, and then your cousin comes bouldering down.
Yeah.
Because it's a big joint. There's like fucking multiple gyms, John.
Storming in, and I'm showing
you an actual picture of something on my phone, like going.
And he walks straight past us.
Yeah, he walks straight past to the toilet. It's like, right, it's fucking on. Like, had he produced a pair of brass knuckles and put him on his hand, like, it would have been.
I could go somewhere with this with my cousin.
Yeah, so I've got family that works there. So
I tell you what, he's old Nicholas. He's a top sark.
So they freaked out because obviously shit has happened there in the past. Yeah, and there has been people been caught doing that. And I wonder, some of those, like the toilet, the gym lockers next to the gym and gymnasium are always completely empty, yeah? And there's always someone in there cleaning them.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm. Well, I was going to tell the front desk because I didn't want to tell my cousin because...
Yeah, they'd make him pick up the condom, huh? So you've lost your shit. This is your threshold. This is where I'm sort of going.
I think we need to ring him, Nick, and let him know that it's...
You need... okay, so today's about health and it's about watching out and watching out for deviates that fucking are unhealthy and perhaps trying to contaminate. Look, I get it. Like these guys, you know, on paper, they probably, had all their vaccinations, all their flu shots? Probably have really good probably vegans as well, yeah. And they've gone into that sauna nighttime because it's open till 10 o'clock, something like that. Usually,
pretty dark in there.
Like they don't have a lot of staff all the time at that time of evening, and they've gone for it and they've punched one out between them, and the dirty bastards have left behind. Now I'm all for sexapades, sexcapades, and whatever. I'm very rare. I can't remember ever leaving any evidence behind. One of these things, and I've always been wary, like, you know, even if I was using someone else's bed or staying at someone's house, I was always pretty, you know, like if it was a mess made or whatever. I've
done some pretty daring things in my day, Nicholas.
You look like, I believe you, and you look like, because
I like more people around.
Do you like observers like group? Do you like
watching? How's peak hour on a train sound for you?
Well, that could be fun. Yeah, how's the Stuart Fox?
It was pretty busy. How about so the she Stuart? Had to sit on my lap.
Well, I've seen that one before. Actually, I haven't done it, but a mate's done it, and a bit of a tickle fight happens. Oh,
yeah,
and
well,
it sort of slips in.
Bumpy, it gets a bit large. Have a little, you know. Whoa, Jesus.
Those days wouldn't take much. Just a bump on a bus, and
I actually shut my eyes. I could have looked at him.
I couldn't anyway, look at it. Imagine that you're coming. That. Imagine that you're coming and you're looking at like 20 people in the eye.
No, it was fucking flat out. People were standing right next.
What
to
an
us.
Orgasm!
It was flat out. I think it was coming out of Box Hill.
I think one of the best ones I done was at a Stewart's box at Flemington Racecourse, and they have some. They have a boat show. I think they have some sort of warehouse or shed place across the way from it. And they had a boat show on that day, and they had the course open so people could just walk around and have a look. It was before Spring Cup Carnival or whatever. And I took the missus to the Stewart box, and we decided, you know, one thing led to another, and we're playing a game of canasta.
Oh, beautiful.
Anyway, we were interrupted and blah, blah, blah. And as we came down the stairs, we were very determined to finish, and they had three different levels of stairs. Oh, anyway, nice. it was a lot going on in those days for me.
Well, back in those days for me, I wouldn't carry the old condom around. Like,
wow.
You know, like they're on the...
Yeah, that's the other thing. Who carries a fucking condom to a joint like that in their shorts? Like, who goes...
You're going to take about 2 hours to fucking...
Is it pre-organized?
I don't know.
Do you think something like that's pre... Is it like, we did it once accidentally?
We might have to go there at a night time to find out.
I don't want to police that. And that's wrong. So I'm sitting in that air. That, and this is what where I was just like, I didn't need to know. And Greg's gone, Nick, the fuck? You've obviously stormed out of the pools. You couldn't handle it. You dry reached, whatever. He said you unwell. And you unloaded, man. You gone, Nick, what the fuck's going on? Why is there a fucking condom in there? Bruh, 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 bruh. And I'm like, dude, what are you trying to say? I don't know what you call the condom, like a rubber, a sleeve. What would you call
Dinger.
It? I don't know. You gave it some old school name, like an old person's fucking gay tarp. Name. Tarp. I don't know. Tarp. What do you fucking leave your fucking tarp
in there for?
So, yeah, and I'm like, what? What do you mean? What's it? What do you mean tarp? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, I'm thinking you're talking about one of the sail shades or whatever. And he's gone, the fucking condom fucking stunk in there and I was breathing it. And da-da-da. Now, our usual friends were in there as well too at this point. When I'm leaving the joint, they had the nice lady with her lovely daughter who wears the bikini that's like wool. It's like a wool blend bikini, isn't it?
Yeah, she's got something going on there.
Something going on. It's quite, you know, it's nice. It's nice fresh breast fan. We've got old mate who's just gone to come back from Thailand.
I wonder why everyone was sitting up the other end. Now I think about it.
So you've lost your mind. And you know what? Good on you for losing your mind because...
Yeah, but I forgot to tell him.
You did. And this is where I'm going to have a go at you today. And I'm not going to have a go, but I'm going to say to you, you're meant to report that. You reported it to me, okay? And I was like, whoa, I don't need anything about that. Had that happened without my knowledge, I would have never have questioned how I felt, what was happening, da-da-da. I had a perfect workout to then, had a quick chat with you in the
car.
That's
what you tell me. We haven't gone through the cameras yet.
yeah, mate, you got nothing on me, let me tell you. I'm a fucking good little boy.
Mate, you'd only have to watch 24 hours of it, wouldn't you?
I don't think this is just a once-off, mate.
What are we going to do? Are we going to ring him and say, listen, can you just check for us that it's gone?
I want you to...
I'm not coming back.
I want you to call in today and talk about – I'll call the number. You want to call them now and report it? Because if you want to report, this is what you should have done yesterday in due diligence, and you're all about health and you're all about looking after yourself and looking after the community and you have kids and stuff. Imagine your wife went to the fucking the pool.
I understand.
With the equine. All right, so we're going to call.
Yes. Imagine – well, kids under 14 can't go in there anyway, but I wouldn't want any, you know –
Well, they have the toddler thing where the parents. Nah, what about when the parents all stand in a circle with their toddlers and they face into each other and they're teaching them how to float?
Yeah, well, you don't want it escaping out of there.
Oh, I've just got to Aquanation. The Aqua. All right, so I'm going to call this. I'll pass the phone over to you. It's on speaker, I think. Here we go.
Can I take the headphones
off?
No,
you'll be able to.
Welcome to Marina
Leisure.
Your call may be monitored.
Hold that to the mic. You should be able to hear it.
Marina.
Please hold the line and one of our friendly team members will be with you shortly.
So we're calling the Coronac and Action Pools about a condom that was left in the sauna and unattended to.
You got us on hold.
Do you have council business? Why
yes,
not
we
drop
do.
Into one of our service centres at Croydon Library in Croydon or Realm in Ringwood Town Square?
Remember, you can also contact us by our live chat feature on our website.
I don't think they want it live.
This is outrageous. And this gym's pretty technological as well. It sort of has apps for all the machines and blah, blah, blah. It's like state of the art. And they're not monitoring condoms. So
we're
concerned.
Fucked now anyway because we've rung them and now they know where we are.
Dun, dun, dun. So it might be someone might be on condom duty right now. You know, what's happening? Disabled, could have been a disabled person shat in the pool. That also happens.
And get tested if you have symptoms of COVID-19.
Hey, this
however
is
much mine.
Number because
but just good hand hygiene.
Keep your distance.
What?
I'll just give my number. 1.5 metres away from people where you can. Wear a
I'm going to get
him
to ring
required.
Me back and let me know
Booking
that it's gone, and then we can go back down there.
And stay up to date by visiting the Department of Health website at health.
Thank you for calling Marinda Leisure. You're speaking with Catherine.
Is that Marinda Leisure Croydon?
Yes, so we do calls for Aquanation and Aqua.
Yeah, well, all right, yep. I was at Croydon Pools yesterday, and I actually forgot to tell the people at the front desk Because I felt sick. Anyway, I was there yesterday. I don't know what time it was, but there was a condom in the back corner in the sauna.
Okay.
Someone's left it there, yeah. And I forgot to tell the people, you know, well, they probably can't see it, but it was right deep in that, you know how it goes right into that corner of the sauna?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was thrown under there, so, yeah.
Okay.
So just maybe get someone to check that it's gone.
Yeah, I'll ask the DM to inform the cleaner. Thank you.
Yeah, would you mind ringing me back and just let me know that it is gone? Or...
Yeah, no worries. So yeah, on no. This same number?
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Oh 4 0 5 8 7 8 1 1 8.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I don't know whether she took me serious or not.
I think you're
We're gonna have to bleep. Well, bleep about your number.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Do it.
What? I don't care. Wow. Well, thank you. First and foremost.
That was probably that smart ass on the desk. That
the blonde one that,
that was, yeah.
Assumed out that we were going at each other.
Up each other.
And I tell you what, we don't look gay. And if I was going to be
Far
gay.
From it.
Yeah. If I was going to be gay, probably would be with you out of all the guys from the gym.
Thanks, mate.
I would be.
Even though I got missing teeth.
Oh, there used to be a nice guy in the coffee shop, but he's no longer works there. So.
Wait till I get me fucking teeth fixed and then I'll. You'll really want me, babe.
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 I would like to say, well, thanks for calling that in. I look at you and I go, well, and this is the thing I wanted to dote on. This is the.
She went real quiet.
This
she,
is the clutch because you're on.
She thought I was joking.
No, this is true. And my name would have popped up in the system.
For your.
Because my number's already registered.
I didn't tell her my name, did I?
Doesn't matter. Nah. Doesn't matter. They'll call. When they call back, pass my phone. Oh, it's here. When they call back, because we're not going back until it's gone.
No fucking way.
And.
So just ring us and let us know.
So the point I'm trying to fucking get to, and the point is this.
Is that unhealthy?
That's fucking really the most unhealthiest fucking thing that you could ever subject anyone to. Like what you do in your own time, I don't care if you're fucking felching bloody gerbils back and
just
forth
clean
between
up
each
after
other.
Yourself.
Yeah, just do not like. Can you imagine the feces in the air? And we know that the problem with this fucking thing is just feces and cold, and you know we've just it's fucking disgusting.
They're
and
probably
now
gonna, and because it's so hot in there, they're gonna have to use a scraper.
Oh, fuck.
Let's not even think about it. This is fucked up, isn't it?
But the good thing is now is shit like this fucking happens, yeah, and we don't report it. And this is the thing you need to do. I know, like, we've had enough of dobbing each other and coughing and sneezing. I'm not talking about that. I'm like, if you're in the dunny and someone busts out a massive shit and just fucking walks to the sink and just gets a little bit of water on their hands and brushes their hair back behind their ears, like,
leaves fucking, one in the bowl.
And just fucking walks out, say something to the establishment about that person.
Yeah,
because
correct.
Fucking, look, we're not, I know life's, that's just an example, but this is just fucking way
I
over
myself
the
prefer the clean snap off. Get up and walk out.
The ghost poo.
Mate, that's the perfect one.
Wow, that happens very rarely and far
but
and few between.
Don't you do a high five to yourself when you do one? You're like, whoa. I check. I go, that. I reckon.
Do you do the German
sometimes,
way?
Sometimes,
do you look back?
Once or twice.
Do you look back?
No,
you
once
should
or
never
twice.
Walk. You always should look because that's part of the health
once
check.
Once or twice, I was just like, nah, I know that 100% was. But then other times you get your wipe and you're like, bang, you wipe and it's clean and you're like, fuck, I knew it. It was a fucking clean snap off. But anyway,
I'm trying to work my way through this and I'm trying to not be a Nazi. I don't want you guys to fucking get a notepad and a pen and a cap and a magnifying glass and start chasing down your legs. Not everyone has great hygiene. I understand that. I get that. But there's plenty of showers and facilities. But there's no need. And I get it. I'd like to have sex.
If you don't have hygiene, look it up on YouTube.
Oh, my fucking God. Anyway, so now that you've called that in, I feel that that the irkiness of it is somewhat dissipated. And I feel okay with that because there's a process
now.
Are
we going to go to the gym tomorrow then?
I'm going to Ringwood. So
we're fucked. It's gone.
It's gone for a week at least until they lift their game, man, because they've got enough people there. They ask you enough questions when you're sauna. They're always checking in on you.
I'm
going,
probably
right,
not so sure about it, all this window shopping now, man. Like,
well, I've been using you as bait. No, really, I've been using you as bait to lure these guys in. Because I had an uncle, a really bad uncle that I used to look after, I used to care for. And when he was young, he was 17 years old, and he was a vagrant, and he was living in Collingwood. His mother used to work for the Navy in the old days when there used to be like rows and rows of typewriters, and everyone would just typing Navy. Because in times of war, lots of documents and things like that needed to be mass produced. Blah, blah. Anyway, long story short. As an earner, he used to go to some of the nightclubs in Chapel Street, and some interesting people would accost him. And on the way home, he would often rob them, or go back to the house and rob them. And anyway,
he
so
was organized.
Well, people weren't leaving condoms in those days anywhere, were they? So this is, we are an advanced fucking civilization. This is the other, I'm going on a bit of a rant here, and I don't give a fuck. We're an advanced civilization, and we have enough knowledge not to be doing something like that. And I swear to God, if I catch anyone in anywhere, like I don't care, whatever, but this particular case, you are actually disposing of fecal matter into
it was
the air,
planned.
Semen,
it was planned.
And potentially blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be enough to deter a lot of people from a gym, wouldn't it? Like you'd have, like you think about the lads we chat to. Some of the lads are pretty cool. They share themselves. Yeah. They share their stories and how they have, you know, they have this and that and what we should do. And
we probably know the ones that are fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we probably chatted to them. And the other day, there was a group of us in the sauna and there was a man near the door and he was thrusting his pelvis back and forth. Remember he was standing next to the element?
Yes. Dead smack in front of where you got to walk in.
Yeah.
Like you don't stand
obstructing,
in front of the fucking doorway.
Yeah. Obstructing someone's way. Now, for whatever the reason's in his head, whatever, I don't give a fuck.
Are we wrong people here thinking this? Like, the way we think? Like, what the fuck? Get back to us, please.
Yeah, please write in. Please at thegullywood@outlook.com, or you can call me on my mobile phone number now. I don't edit this, man. This is one take. This is why I really appreciate you being in here today. It's a unique way of how we produce Gullywood. The Gullyverse, and we're glad to have you on board.
Well,
because
it just goes to show it wasn't planned, because we wouldn't have handed out the number.
Fuck no. But whatever. Shit, anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a good number. It's ending in 118, and yeah, you guys can text me, especially if you're 5'5" and
five,
you know, under
6 foot.
And I'm fucking, I'm really quite disgusted that that's going on. I know it goes on. Like regularly in places, parks, football parks, whatever. Like I have the option of not to that, but this is a health club. Yeah. We're not, this is designed. People go there for rehabilitation, disabled people with car accidents, acquired brain injuries. These people use that sauna as a bit of a relief, pain relief, and also mental relief for the day. And I'm going to be honest with you, it smelled fucking dodgy yesterday. And sometimes the water's a bit fucking dodgy,
you know,
too.
It's probably the young crew, mate. The young crew are pretty fucking out there these days. Mate, I've heard of stories of young fellas that...
Realistically, how many young blokes go to... Anyway, this guy's thrusting back and forth, yeah? And you guys are sitting there looking at it. And as I'm walking out the first time to have a quick shower, because sometimes I have quick intermittent showers and I cool the body down, and I stand on a big gush of cold water... Take deep breath in, cool the core down, get myself like to a fucking like under a 37 degree thing so I don't feel like I have COVID, and I go back in there. And anyway, and as I was leaving, I go, dude, what are you doing at the door? And you guys are all fucked out going, because I've just told you the story. And you're digesting the story that I've told of, you know, in a matter of speak. Because I get up there on my pedestal and I'll entertain the sauna.
Oh,
fuck yeah. Why not, Greg?
It's
I'll
great.
Fuck, yeah.
Oh,
and involve everyone. And yep. Someone's got something to say. I hold them to what they say and I investigate and talk about it. And I have a conclusion. I mean, it's all done in like 10, 15 minutes.
This is how we learn in life, people.
This is how we learn because
we ask
questions, talk to people. You'd be surprised. If you can take away one good thing that someone teaches you, even though that 99% of it's shit, it doesn't matter. You've learnt one good thing and you might have helped that person and he might go from a 99 to a 60.
And you've crossed paths for some reason.
Yes. Yeah, and you're there, and some, you know, like I said, like ourselves, here we are doing a podcast 6 years after the fact. If you, those who have listened to last week's episode, which was quite a lot of you guys, I don't know why, but it's how it is. Would know Greg's
Beautiful.
Story, and thank you for sharing your story last week. And
I don't mean to get too heavy. Sometimes I get a bit too heavy, and I'm going through my struggles, and we're going to get there. But anyway, just.
Well, it's good you got to air and relieve the pressure off yourself somewhat.
Because I got a bit of the story out, which is good.
Yeah.
Where were we?
So this guy's, he's fucking, he's got his pelvis back and forth. He's got his pelvis back and forth. And he's got a tooth. He's got teeth like Snagglepuss. I'm trying to think of a cartoon character with got really bad, like, you know, jagged teeth, yeah? Like fucking.
Like a saurus.
Yeah, like a walrus. Yeah. And he's underweight and he's nondescript. And look, we won't talk about, he's like, he's a male. And that's as far as I'll go with how I never. So on the way back in, I go, "You still at it?" And he just looked at me, yeah? And what did I do, Greg? Oh, let's talk about fucking invading someone's fucking
through him.
Space. All right, well, so my space
in the fucking doorway. What do you expect?
Look, you know, my mistake once, call me stupid. My mistake twice, okay, maybe forgiven. Third time, got to do something. I'm a human being. I have every right to be there.
There's a lot of shit been going on in the last few months.
Have you not? Yeah, it's been bubbling. There was a huge fight. Anyway, so I get right into his face within less than half a centimetre and I go, "Hi, how are you?" And he went, "Oh, shit." And I step back a foot and I go, I optioned my arm to the right, to the door.
That's right.
And I said, "Move along now." And you guys are fucked. You've been in there for 20 minutes.
Everyone's just
like,
eyes wide open, jaws dropped.
Fuck it. I'm like, get the fuck out of the way. Because you guys probably wouldn't walk out of that place while that guy was fucking gyrating his crutch.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what was happening.
I would wait.
You would wait until he'd done his fucking stupid thing.
You're right there?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
And you might not have gone, but I went, well, I was in the middle of a good chat and he was just fucking I thought, well, there's a guy gyrating back and forth in the corner. I should be able to tell a story without fucking people looking at me strange. And I'm all about, and if you've been listening to these podcasts, I'm all about, you know, getting together, communicating, you know, trying to fucking break the walls down. We've been separated. We've got to learn and live and learn off each other and understand and share and da-da-da. And looks, you know, and that means opening ourselves up to people that you normally wouldn't come in. If you're sitting in a sweaty box and someone wishes a game of conversation, you can say one or two things. I'm at the end of my sweat. The only thing that gets you out of a convo in the sort of is, fuck, I'm at the end of my sweat, or if your eyes are closed, or if you're just really beating with sweat and you've got the head dong down, sort of looking.
It's when you're your last moments. When you're fucked.
When you're fucked, you sort of go, right, okay, I'm pulling out of here.
People sort of know you're fucked.
Yeah, and they won't engage you in conversation. If you do, you fucking, you give them like 5 minutes, you walk away, and then you watch them from the room going, oh, you can't.
By the way, the sauna is warmer.
Yes,
Croydon,
it is.
And the jets are better.
Yes. So if you are,
but someone said at Ringwood they spent $56 million and they can't get the fucking jets right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been dating, and also when summer happens in October, the outside memorial pool. So we have this one membership that gives us three gyms. We're pretty lucky, and we're pretty good, and we're pretty avid, and we're there 4 or 5 days a week. I'm in the gym, in the sauna, in the locker room. I'm up in fucking everything. I'm in the gym yesterday.
I took
a little bit of a Instagram thing yesterday, and then after I did my Instagram thing, you know how they have all those mats? And all the fucking trapeze things.
Yeah.
I went fucking crazy and did a little commando warm-up where no one was watching me. I did every one of those little stuff. Oh, there was two that I couldn't because I'm a bit fat and I couldn't pull myself up and over the bar. Yeah, and I only did 10 chin-ups instead of the 20 because it's got how many
was it did? Like the Australian Ninja little course?
It's what they give the kids because some of the kids' schools don't have active PE programs or whatever it is, and they go there and or the schools send them there, or even the mums have clubs and whatever. So I did all that little commando course. I wish someone had filmed me, this fucking overweight guy fucking bumbling his way through. It was cool. You know, because it finishes at where the turnstiles are.
This is early, wasn't it?
This is early. Yeah. Guys, I'm like, the light came on early and someone was friends were messaging me and I was like, you know what? Let's fucking.
Let's do it.
Let's get this thing happening. Right? Let's fucking start the day with a punch. And, as I said, I had a tooth removed 2 weeks ago. Fuck. And I could have saved it, but because of the pain, I didn't want to go through with the surgery. And also, I smashed my fucking ankle. I'm still limping, but I've trained every day this week, except for today, obviously, because we're in here doing a podcast, and who knows, I might go tomorrow. Anyway, the point of this is there's some strange people, and I get it. Some people are disabled and whatever, and I appreciate everyone does things differently. But however, I won't tolerate naked men.
I can't imagine
brushing past me. Now, the disabled, the thing with disabled people is that they're the people that receive most abuse. Most of the abuse happens not with normal people like you and I, but with disabled people. Yeah. They're the ones that are tormented and, like, they have opinions and things. And just because someone's disabled doesn't mean they have any.
Yeah.
any less of a go at something than you and I might have a go at something. That's so right. Anyway, so you've got to think about all those other people that use the place for therapy, like us. Now, we've experienced this. You've called me. You've lost your banana. And we're talking about threshold now. We're talking Greg saying stuff. He went on this rant. I did record it. I'll put it in the best of at the end of the season. But anyway, a deep breath. So this week we'll be hearing it.
At least we'll be able to know when we can go back.
Yeah, well, hopefully they – well, if they don't call us back, we'll call them back next week's show, yeah? So if they don't call us back today, we'll call them back next week's show. And so, because we don't – we have the option. This is the beautiful thing. We have the option of going to a different gym. We don't have to go to that gym. The other gym gives us exactly the same thing. Actually, gives us two saunas. We have a dry and a wet sauna and the therapy pool and that. Okay, the spa's not as good, which isn't great for your back. However, if you want to step into the big boy sauna with me sometime and do a steam for 20 minutes, wow. Then I'll think
you're at the Croydon or
no. They don't have a steam. They have the steam at the Ringwood. Oh, they have the steam at the Ringwood.
Have we been in the steamer together?
No.
Oh, baby. Well,
you do 20 in there with me, mate, and I'll tell you a story. And fuck. Like things I've done.
By the end of it, we're hallucinating.
Wow, the colours.
You're drying out.
So
drink your waters when you're in there, people.
So we've gone full circle with this, and thank God. Because now there's, like, I want you guys to think if you see something dodgy like that, like, you don't have to be a hitling, like, oh, da-da-da, you can handle it like Greg just did, cool down. Because if you had reported it that day, I've seen you when you have a point to make. You can get quite, you know, when you get your words together and you're like, and you get
when
on
I don't mix them and say them backwards.
And yeah, and, you know, like, whatever. I'm a bit dyslexic as well. It happens, mate. Yeah, you can, and yesterday, had you have reported it at that moment, I reckon you might have gone a bit too far with it, and you might have like told people f bombs because you're f bombing. You're I'm like, dude, I don't need to know about this. And you're like, nah, you need to know about because you're a suspect. I'm like, what the fudge, Greg? Like,
yeah, well,
come
an hour and a half, mate. You had plenty of time.
Yeah, and he seriously pursued it. You didn't just like, it wasn't like a just joking. It was like, no, you had plenty of time to do something like that. What's the goading? And look, I get it, Greg. Like,
you actually had more time than what I thought.
I had plenty of time. I could have.
Mate, you're there 2 hours.
Two and a half in total. When because I shower as well. I use the facility and I shower. I'm a normal straight adult. So I'm a normal straight adult using the facilities in a normal way. I'm not fornicating. I'm not sexually misconducting myself. There is lovely, nice people to look at from time to time.
You're not just about to come out?
Hey?
You're not a bit just about to come out? 42 or whatever you are.
No, mate. Sure? If it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. I'll be honest with you. If I was going to be...
You can't touch me legs.
Nah, I put this design so there's no homosexuality between us whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
Because the other bloke is to the radio with you, so you might have thought... Oh, he might have fancied me for all I fucking know. So anyway, I've had a few brushes with... I've had incidences where I've been sexually harassed, and this is what I'm trying to get to. I've been wanting to say it, and I've gone off before with you in the car going, that fuck just happened, and you're like, oh yeah, I saw it, but I didn't see it. Yeah? And you're like, now you've seen it. Like, there's been, when we went in the ring, we would go sit in the car, and I've come down from the gym or whatever it is, yeah? And we sit in the car, we have a little power, go, all right, I'll try and coax you into a podcast, and you'll go, yeah, tomorrow, and then you won't answer me next week. And we went through this little dance, Greg and I.
We did for 3-4 weeks.
3-4 weeks was the last little, and eventually I drugged him and I got him here.
I thought the water tasted strange.
Yeah. So anyway, we've been sharing kills. And
my bottle of Coke was open.
Yeah. When you got it, was it? No, it wasn't. Was it?
No. No, I'm joking.
Because mine's got a bit out of it, but I don't know what's up. So anyway, the thing about this is it's abhorrent for anyone to act in this way and behave in this way. Like, I get it. Like, at the place, people sort of disrespect this joint because sometimes the disability people have bowel movements that can't control themselves or whatever, and they do it in the pool, and they have to close the pool down. And they literally close the pool down, and it takes them an hour to drain the water out and do this special thing. And they put
the funny thing is they shut the chemicals fucking small pool down, and it's all through the one filtration system.
We know this. But they have a way. What actually Ringwood's different. The spa and the wet area is different from the Olympic pool. They're separate because they have a diving pool with that.
Yeah.
So that's right, a separate system. That's why it doesn't pump as hard as the Croydon one, because the Croydon one's all the Croydon one's under one system. One. Yeah, but it's just a pump. It's like a side, because it's in that back room.
Yes.
As you go into the male talk, it's in there.
I was thinking of the other side.
No, the other side's a whole different.
Well,
from what I know, I've spoken to the workmen. I go there all the time. I'll ask questions. You know me. That's go in a room and I'll ask, what's your name, where you're from, why you're here, and we're going to have a little chat today.
You got Irish in you? You got no Irish.
Look, the last name can be Irish, Scottish. It's mainly Scottish, but who knows?
You got Scottish in you?
Yeah, oh yeah. I got a good part of it.
The Irish and the Scottish.
So,
and the Aussies.
And the Aussies, and we like a good
chat.
We do stick together. So next week we won't be going back there until we receive a call back to say that it's no longer visible there. And I think she had you on speakerphone because there was an awkward pause. Now, either she thought it was funny, but she probably thought to herself, oh, I'm probably going to get your cousin to go down.
Can I call you back on this number? Yes, you can.
Yeah, thanks, Nick Costa. This number, my account there. They're going to be like, I'm not coming back until you get rid of it. I've got to call.
I would have expected a call by now.
It'd probably take them a while. They'll have to investigate it. And if they do find it, they'll have to close it down and deep clean it. That's what happens. Yeah? So they'll close it down.
They'll just pick it up with Tom.
No. When something happens in the sauna, like a dirty thing.
Well, that's been reported and documented.
Yeah. They have to shut the fucking thing down, give it a clean.
Should we ring them back and just say, hey, how'd you go with the... How do you go picking, folding the tarp up?
I'll give you the number.
No,
I expect a call back. I'm not going to pursue the incident. We have options. If it was the fact that it was our only option to go to that gym, I'd fucking be all over it with you. You know what I'm like with these things. I don't give a fuck about much in this world, and I'm pretty loose.
I forgot my cushion.
Are you okay? What's wrong? Do you need...
Can I run out and grab it from the car?
Sure. The cushion's back and Greg is safely seated in his chair. And the point of the matter is, I'm a pretty loose going guy. Yeah, Greg, would you say I don't care about much? I accept you for who you are.
Easy going.
And very anyone, easy really. Going. Whether you might be a star, you might be a celebrity, it doesn't matter who you are. I sort of treat people right from equally. The bottom to right to the very top, equally. And obviously.
Treat people how you would like to be treated.
Well, undo to others as you would have undone to yourself. That's a past, that's the after, the adjective. I'm a cool dude. I not much bothers me. I'll hang out with some loose people. I hang with some tightly wound people. I've been places and accepted places and thrown big parties and all sorts of stuff in my career and my life and whatever, and rub shoulders with some pretty cool people. But this is where I fucking toe the line. I have to say that whoever it is, and we have one listener from the pools, probably Eugene. This is the show, and we might. So Eugene, look out for that, mate. If only they would listen. If it's you and I catch you, I'm going to deal with you, and I'm not going to deal with you in the way you want me to deal with you, which is with
exhibitionist.
Violence. Yeah, I'm not going to deal with you violence because I think that's getting you excited.
You would have thought they would have done it at Ringwood because it's dark. There's a little dark corner in there at Ringwood, and that's the corner that I sit in.
Yeah, and God knows what drips out of you out of a Monday morning.
No, nothing.
I just thought it could have been you. Now I'm looking at you thinking you might have been the guy and you might have set all this up just so you could do a show today, because I know you're committed to a bit, and I'll give you that. You're very committed to the bit at the moment.
It's new to me, to all this podcasting and all the rest of it. I don't think I would
telling
go to
stories.
That
extreme
to make up a story like this. It was
no,
just
we called it
absolutely
in.
Disgusting.
We called it in.
Just clean up after yourself.
Just clean up. Yeah, slip, slop, slap. Remember the little things. Put your rubbish in the bin. We're a modern society. This
manners,
is Australia. Manners. The people who have done this obviously have enough nounce to get to a gym, have enough money for a membership, have enough money. No, there's no acceptance. So if I do catch you in the act, I'm not going to deal with your violence. But that you're trying to incite with me by getting in my way, hip thrusting, being naked behind me, walking across my path when I'm doing heavy weights, whatever it is, that's cool. I can deal with that. I'm not. I can actually yell at you and push you out of my zone if I have heavy weights, if it's going to risk your and my life or injure us in some way. I wouldn't say life or something. I don't think anyone died in the gym recently. However, with this sort of stuff.
You might lose a toe.
Well, you might lose a fucking condom. You might lose some bodily fluids.
Mate, you drop a 32, mate, you're going to probably smash her foot and break all the bones in their body.
Yes, that's correct.
Not in their body, in their foot.
In their foot, yeah, ankle, knee, whatever. Like he's, you know, some
serious,
people.
Serious damage.
So, yeah, so I'm not going to deal with you trying to get me angry and da-da-da because I'm going to look bad. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a photo of you fucking doing this and I'm going to open the door and I'm going to poke my head in there and I'm going to say, hey,
enough's enough,
bro. Happy fucking times. Because the other things at the pool saying no cameras and shit, which I get because like semi-famous people go there.
I saw no glasses too.
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
I didn't realise.
There's celebrities that go there and there's sports people that go there as well because it's a rehabilitation thing, yeah? Okay, and it's always available 7 days and it's open late. So people who have their private health insurance go to the private places, but outside of that, they might go to a rec place like that.
Yep.
So you're not meant to have cameras in that, so fuck you. I'm going to take my camera in there, my phone in there with my camera, and I'm going to fucking snap you and I'm going to report. I'm going to blow you up on an A4 piece of paper in a nice colour and I'm going to fucking have it laminated at the Office Works. I'm going to make the lady print it out and I'm going to look her in the eye as she's printing it out for me. Yeah, and I'm going to tell her what it's about because, you know, sometimes we get a bunch of photos printed and they put one of them on top to know it's your pile.
Have you got a folder, Nick, there?
A
folder on yourself there?
What do you mean?
Reported any stuff before?
Never. I'm a free spirit. I'm not going to report. I'll say because if there's different types of people in different situations – not everyone's well, people are from different walks of life. So I put it down to people's cultural backgrounds, the way they've been brought up, what their parents did and didn't do, whatever. It could be a disability. I give people the absolute chance to say, and that helps me just not be ignorant, but ignore outside things. You know, I'm there to focus. I'm there to train. I need to be, you know, I need to be aware that no one's, you know, getting too close or whatever and, you know, mucking up my gym. And, you know, like I'm not, you know, I've had a double hernia, stuff like that. I'm on the rebound at 45. I'm coming back. And, yeah, so I just got to be aware of where I step.
You're
and who.
45.
Well, you know, I feel 45 at the moment. No. Anyway, so fucking.
You look 38.
That's it. That's where I stopped. 38. An easy 38. Look, I could be younger than that. I am.
You've done a lot of indoor work.
Well, yeah, I've never. My hands are clean. I used to be a hard worker, but.
I've seen the sun.
You've seen the sun. Oh, yeah. You've
I've
seen
aged
the sun.
A bit.
Well, all right. So that's done and dealt with. What else do I want to say today? What else can we talk about?
It's about health.
It is about health and.
Multivitamins.
Yeah, you take them in the morning, don't you? What do we have today? So Greg's coming. So the reason me and Greg started getting on the good foot with each other is like when you get to 45, you've done all the drugs and exciting things that you've ever wanted to do and da-da-da. And the thing you're really looking for in someone is who's like got a cure for something or is on something different than you might not know about. And you're like when you've like researched things, you think you know everything. But then sometimes a guy like Greg comes along and he's like, all right.
You hear a lot of stuff out there these days.
A lot of stuff. And what have you brought in for us today? Like my favourite are the pollen caps. Do you want to tell us about them?
Where are they?
They're over here.
They're over
look.
Here.
Let's see.
Take those ones.
What are pollens? There's the pollens. I'll read this to you guys. Like, I'm a big fan of vitamin B. I believe vitamin B is a great thing for the system and helps, you know, your kidneys, your heart, all the different bits and pieces in your body. You've got to have it with vitamin C and along with minerals to be able to absorb any, of course, but that's a different term. This is called power pollen. It's potentated, so it's a concentrate for rapid absorption, and it's a natural superfood. And it's a 500 milligram capsules. What does it do, Greg?
It is an energy booster.
And why does it boost energy? Do you know why or?
I'm not sure. I actually haven't read that one.
So this is a New Zealand product, yeah? And it says to eat 2 capsules daily, store under the spring thing. And what does it have it in? So this is actual pollen.
Pollen.
From bees.
Yes, correct, I think.
Okay, so you've got one better. This is not honey. This is actual pollen.
No, yes, and okay. It's not the...
So I've never had that before. And a few weeks back, you said, oh, we're at the table. And I'm like, ooh, take my minerals, have these tablets. You're having everything you can possibly have that your body needs. This is what I do because I sort of, I have these magic, I call them magic drinks. And I make them up.
Too.
I make them up three at a time. And now Greg's on the same thing. But I'm like, psh, I usually like, psh, magnesium tablet. Psh, I've had that before. Won't be able to absorb. You don't have in the right format. Psh, psh, psh. Anyway, so you're going to have these power pollens. Like, have you one yet? You've had one yet? You've had one yet? Have one yet? I'm like, no, I haven't had one yet, Greg. And then one morning I go, fuck this guy. He's been at me for 3 days. I'll take two. So I took two. And whoa, the clarity you get from these things. Now, I kid you not. Now, these are pretty much available anywhere, are they, Greg? Or are they?
I don't think so, because I got them, actually got them off. There's a bit of a story behind it, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I got them off someone else, so they must have ordered them.
So it was passed down to you or something?
Someone ordered them in, and then, yeah, they ended up coming to me.
Right.
But I also take vitamin B3.
Yes.
And then I do a...
This magnesium, so you got Go Magnesium, so 800 high strength.
Supports skin health, yep. Supports energy levels, easy to swallow tablet.
Do you notice the difference in your demeanor when you take these things? Do you find
I have more energy during the day?
Yep,
I do find that.
Mm-hmm. Can you bring yourself to orgasm yet, or not quite?
No, not quite. But we're getting.
Are you
there.
Using visual aids, or you haven't gone that you like you're refusing?
Well, I'm not using a tarp. Put it that way.
Ooh.
Vitamin B12.
Right.
100 mcs.
So how many of these? So you just have a handful of one so of these each?
This is vitamin B12. Yeah, I said vitamin B12. Yeah. Supports energy levels and cognitive function.
Cognitive function.
Cognition.
And I'm not careful of your microphone.
And,
why?
Sorry, dude.
That's and okay. I caught you in the
air. And the old vitamin D.
Okay, so you're having DBB pollen. I don't know what's in pollen. Next week I'll come back to you.
Yeah, we'll
so good.
Work that one out.
Well, so I but consider
I do
myself
feel much better when I have my multivitamins.
Well, what do you do? What's the first thing that Greg does in the morning when you get up in the morning? What's the first thing you do in the morning? Is it like do you go like?
Well,
what does it feel
I
like?
Have
to
trouble sleeping, so I wake up. I can wake up
mid morning. when Greg wakes up in the afternoon.
Well, I've actually been sleeping quite a lot. The last couple of weeks because we've been going to the Croydon and the sauna's actually been taking it out of me.
Okay.
So I sort of, yes, with medications, because I'm on quite a lot of medications.
Yeah.
And I sort
and you had a bit of a rough week with your meds this week, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did, because I've got the, what are those packets called again? Those
Webster packs.
Webster packs, Webster correct.
Webster pack.
Thank you.
Thank you. And anyone out there who can help with medication administration? Please feel free to write into thegullywood@outlook.com and
do not forget one day.
But the beautiful thing about Webster packs is because I was like, I've only just sort of like, you've told me about your scripts and stuff before. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. I don't really get into it. The other day we happened to have a coffee. And I'm like, oh, while we're waiting for whatever we're waiting for, we'll go fill your thing. And there was heaps of people at the pharmacy, wasn't there? There's like yeah. probably 30 people lingering around the aisles waiting for these scripts. It's like everyone pounced at the same time. Greg, goes, hi, there's medication. They go, here you go, Greg. Here's your Webster packs, brother. And they go, do you want your scripts? And you get, they go, oh, how long's the wait? And they saw probably 40 minutes. You go, ah, I'll just get them tomorrow. And we stroll out of there and you've got all your
still
lovely.
Haven't got them.
They're still there waiting.
Yeah.
But you've got enough in your Webster packs, obviously, that keep going. And
yeah,
that's designed so you just don't mix it up, yeah?
Yeah. And, well, I mean, there's quite a lot of tablets. So I take, there'd be a 60 milligram Cymbalta, two of them. So one in the morning, one at night.
Do you feel the difference in your body? Because you're like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
to tell you the truth,
at 25 now that you are, you're turning 26. Do you feel the difference from the tablets for pain? So it's all sort. I don't know. They're giving you slip knots. Sleep. Hang on.
The pain. The pain that I suffer is
knots
is
to sleep. What I still knots to sleep.
Oh, still knots.
Still
knocks.
And still knocks. And they're like
the
illegal.
The ones that the swimmers were on.
Fucking very very
no
strong.
Well, see, I did used to abuse when my father died. The doctor put me on diazepam.
Oh.
Anyway,
hello,
one of the workers.
Hello, pen, old friend.
It was fine until I showed one of the workers. The one of the workers goes, oh, they're fucking grouse, you know.
Yeah, I'll buy them off you for 200.
No, we popped about fucking five. He had five. You'll
have a beautiful time.
Over the duration of the day.
You'll have a beautiful time.
But you know what it did, Nick?
What did it do?
It fucked up the tablets, mate. It fucked up how they worked.
What, the pain medicine?
I was using them for sleep. They were muscle relaxant.
Okay.
The old Valium.
Right.
And they made a lot of money off the old valve.
It'd be handy in the sauna, the muscle relaxant, wouldn't it?
Well, so I suffer pain from the left a broken screw in there. I don't know whether we touched on it last week. We did touch on something like that.
Yes.
So it's
just snapped off in there.
They've told me that they can't get it out, and basically that's it. The you know, so I've been on this medication now for five, 6 years, so it's really fucking up my system.
Yep.
And I need to go and see the pain management specialist, book in, and then try and bring these medications down, because I know it's fucking up my body and it's fucking up my hormones.
Yeah, it can. Well, it's not
like
the first.
I've broken out in sweats now, and I'm coming to realise I've listened to a fair few podcasts that have made me aware of the.
He sent us a great one,
Big Pharma.
Monday, I think it was. And it was Joe Rogan and
Big Pharma.
What is it? To Health or something? To Health?
Ways to Health.
Ways to Health?
Yeah.
Like banging on about then helps with sporting injuries. And
this is the medical system over in America.
And you've also had the experience of using ketamine therapy as well.
Correct.
And is that through a drip, or how is that administered? Yeah, is that something you administer it yourself?
No. It's administrated. It's all locked up. Under lock and key, you carry a pouch around with you, and it's just.
Injected. What do you mean? So, like, it's a pouch.
You carry it like a little man bag.
A little colostomy.
Yeah, it's like a big mobile phone.
Oh, but it sits on the outside of the clothes.
Yeah, no, you've got to have it hanging over you. You carry it everywhere with you.
Really?
And it just.
How long?
I was sitting on the bed, relaxing. Excuse me. Enjoying. When I was first on it, and you know they take it easy, and then they go, "All right, you're going up a mil, boom, or half a mil." And they've got to check
your... The machine vibrates and goes...
No, you just hear this little noise.
Excuse me.
And it just shoots a little into your gut. And, mate, I got up to like 3.5 mil. And, my God...
Where were you?
I was... it was at...
so there's no one
supervising...
There's no one... Is there someone supervising you at this point?
Are you
in a centre?
They check on you, hospital bed... When they put you on it...
Yeah.
Like, they monitor you before...
your vitals, your heart, and whatever.
Yeah. And they're checking on you every hour.
And how long does this go for?
Well, this went on for me. I was lucky because my liver, because they test
it. It can be your body
every 3 days when they test your liver. But
what people don't understand
is the most you can do is probably what I did was like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Well, of just kicking around,
24 hours on it. You get your meals three meals a day. It's at the Northeastern Rehabilitation Centre. Shout out to Terence Lim.
It was your treating doctor.
Yep.
Assuming it. And you found that was that something that... Because what does ketamine therapy do? It resets your nervous system.
Neurological nervous system.
Yeah.
That's what it is supposed to do.
That's what it's supposed to do. Okay.
But, you know, so my body's been used to these medications for a very long time. And... I fucked up because I was sleeping wrong, you know, and I was missing mornings, you know, I was taking the nights, and I had about 5 mornings that I'd missed. Mm-hmm. And Kelly was saying, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?"
Well, are you tempted just to...
She must be able to know that something's wrong the way I look.
Yeah, I'm going to say to you this. When you've missed your tablet, because before you come do your podcast, I always tell you, make sure you take your medicines, because you're sitting.
Yes.
And what just happened is we got an hour into the podcast and you started feeling uncomfortable in your spine.
Yeah.
So you've got to be aware that it is important, because we're not in the sauna, even though this does look like a sauna and it does get quite warm.
See, what happens is when I get in the sauna, I start feeling really...
Like ketamine therapy. Is there a point?
Well, if you're in there long enough.
How I feel when I get to that point of state in the sauna where you're past the point of trying to battle heat, your system slows down, your heart rate slows down, your body starts relaxing somewhat, and you sort of put yourself in a position where you're leaning against the wall and you can sit there comfortably like you couldn't normally. Anyone, like this happens to most people. And you can sit there paused in a moment, and at that 30-minute mark, or whatever it is, to everyone has a different threshold, that's when the pain totally dissipates, and your body is sort of it's like you're outside.
Well, it takes about 5 minutes for my body to react and to start relaxing and fucking.
It's like an out of body experience in senses that you can look at yourself without pain. You can have like a moment where nothing else exists. You're in this moment where you've pushed your body that far that you're heating and you're sweating, and it's like you're existing within this realm. In that moment where everything doesn't matter and you don't feel pain, and you can sort of gather your thoughts and you can sort of go, right, I don't feel pain at this moment. This is good. And that's the addiction of it. Yeah. Mm. So you've got to think that you're going to this place and you're sweating out the tablet. So you're fighting it at the moment. So what's happening with you, what I can see with you, is you're fighting this at the moment, bro.
Yeah.
Because you're sweating it out every day and you're smashing heaps of liquid. Like you drink 2-3 liters every day. I've seen you. You know, you're putting the minerals in and you're having all that sort of stuff. So then your body's got to work double time again with these tablets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to work double time, but it's a little extra stress. It's just like chucking like a, you know, you go past the mate's house and he chucks a load of bricks in your boot on the way to Jim's house, and he gets you to take the lawnmower, and slowly, slowly, slowly the suspension on the car gets a little bit saggy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've seen you that in these moments where you rip through this and you sweat it all out and you're like, you have these moments of clarity, and that's what people use it for, because when you're on pain medication and stuff like that, and it could be easy to slip up, as you're about to tell us. So your wife's noticed something different in you.
Yeah, well, she notices the moods or the look.
Right. The look of pain.
Which these drugs that I'm on are, the Cymbalta is a high antidepressant, which I wasn't told about. But they, you know, up like, because it wasn't working, and it just kept up in the day. So I'm on the strongest Cymbalta. I'm on the strongest Lyrica.
I've had Lyrica before.
That's 300 milligrams a day. I have 600 milligrams of that. 180, is it 180? 180 of the Cymbalta.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have 2 10-milligram Colfens, Colfen or Baclofen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have a 100-milligram Plexia in the morning, and then a 150-milligram Plexia at night. So I'm basically addicted to these pain. I'm addicted to all the meds, and they won't change them until I go and see my pain management specialist.
Wow. And that's a thing in itself as well.
So I'm stuck in this fucking trap.
And
I've been stuck in this trap for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And work cover, work safe.
They're throwing condoms at you.
Mate. They wouldn't want to put me in a room with them, I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
Like, and the money's, you know, it's like I'm fucking scratching.
Mm.
But anyway, that's beside the point.
Tough.
So, yeah, so everyone's got to – and then I take the – I don't take them all the time. I sort of do me rounds with the multivitamins.
Yeah, I guess.
But I must admit, I am very, very in a better mood.
When you've had them.
We didn't even have the fish oil that we're supposed to take.
Fish lean oil is also great. All those omega-3, all those sort of things.
Omega-3, yep.
I have it in my diet. So, like, with me, the veggie patch doesn't look like much this time. But this time last year, that thing was full of vegetables. And every meal, I substitute something from
floating vegetables at the moment.
Yes, no, that's that. I need to dig a pipe under this thing.
No, fucking so. Melbourne's underwater. Fucking
just on that note, look, for anyone who's affected with floods is it the east coast of Australia, Sydney to Melbourne? Yeah, the east coast of Australia is underwater, and
parts of it's Rochester, Seymour, they haven't normally flooded.
No, they're flatlands, man. The water disappears through the bloody clay in those areas, mate. But, so hearts go out to those people as well. And look, my backyard's flooded, and my house is situated pretty much on the hill with good drainage and everything like that. And a nice, say, what's the type of grass? Couch grass, which is like a carpet grass. Beautiful grass. It usually absorbs all the water,
No, you're right. No, it should absorb the old Keechee. It's good.
Yeah, that's how much water rainfall we've had, and it hasn't stopped raining since Monday, I think.
And we had a little break this morning, but then
we did have a bit of sun. Just you brought the sunshine.
Have we had fucking, what are they saying? 80 mil?
Yeah, 80 mil, and expecting more.
Yeah, right.
So, You know, so guys, it's wet weather timetable, like in the old days. And if you're a Melbourneite, actually, if you're anywhere on the east coast of Australia right now,
is it the apocalypse? Is it the Bible?
Batemans Bay and all those areas flooded last year, and that sort of makes its way down, and it sort of splits off at the top of Victoria, and it goes out through the Echuca Weirs and dams and all that, and then it makes its way to the Murray down, and that's Adelaide, and then ours comes sort of down through the Man through the Snowy River.
The seasons are
collects
changing,
into
aren't
the O'Shaughnessy. Yeah, oh yeah. Like we're experiencing this time last year, it was a storm, but it wasn't rainy. I remember because
when we were younger, yeah. It would have been sunshine,
lollipops, rainbows, and gummy drops, and puppy dogs with cotton candy tails.
It was always and warm and hot, and
barbecues, and yeah.
Now it's fucking raining all the time.
So be careful out there on the roads.
Is it harp?
Like be careful out there on the roads. It's go a bit slower.
Is it chemtrails?
Is it chemtrails? I just think it's just what happens is you put a bunch of people in a spot on the world and it heats up more so than it would anywhere else. It's like the city on a hot day. If you go to like down to St. Kilda.
What are they saying? The oceans are getting colder or warmer, or the currents are getting changing.
Well, it only takes a couple of degrees and apparently we lose a lot of our inland. So anyway, it's crazy. I'm looking
for... Shout out to Florida and all the islands.
Yeah.
Bermuda Triangle.
And all those places.
They'll probably disappear.
Yes, definitely. Most definitely be all underwater. San Francisco, New York, they'll go underwater. Definitely. California will flood in the middle.
Where do we go? Do we go to the rock in the middle?
Well, I'm going to... maybe one of the water towers up in the hills, mate, might be a safe bet.
Buy boats.
So, yeah, please be careful, guys. Like, on a little bit of a note, like, besides, you know, complaining about our health issues and, you know, stuff like that, and condoms in the sauna and how outrageous some people are and the behaviours of people. Like besides all that going on, try and take care of yourself, guys.
Exactly.
Our listeners especially. People don't listen, well, maybe
you
should
listen. If
you
don't exercise, multivitamins are an easy way to do it.
Yes. I'd also like to thank some of the people that have contributed over the last 9 months to the station. And today we're drinking Wood of the Gully. And this is a brew that a friend of ours has made up. And it's a 45% vodka. This is the vodka.
A mighty fine mix.
You like it?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's a vodka, as you can see there, 45% ABV. And this is the vodka they use.
What are we doing, Black Russians today?
Yeah. This is the vodka they use before you turn it into gin.
Right.
So imagine how nice the gin is.
Fuck.
And this is the vodka.
Smooth.
This is a smooth one.
Whoever made that.
Well, he's a listener. So this is what I'm trying to get into.
Tip of the cap.
Yeah, we've only got not even a quarter way through it, D. And look, thank you very much. I know I haven't had a chance to catch up with you since our last dinner, or you can eat dinner night. And thank you very much for the vodka. It's fantastic. I've sharing it with Greg, my new host, and we love
it. Thanking you.
And that brings me around to sort of saying thank you to some of the people who support us in this way. As opposed to, you know, like having to share and, like, you know, we have our listeners and our listeners appreciate and some of them are quite intelligent people and we're blessed for those people to be tuning in to what we're doing and enjoying what we're doing. And when they donate, like we've had honey donated, we've had Wood of the Gully, you're sharing your...
I just wouldn't mind a coffee, Nick.
Yeah. I took out the kettle on that. We'll sort that out next time.
No, coffee, shout out to the coffee donation crew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, oh, yeah, sir. Sorry. Anyway, I'll get into that. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. We've had alcohol gifts. We've had all sorts of gifts, food parcels, you name it. Just any way people have contributed, given us lawnmowers, whatever. I just want to say, look, you can, and also thank you. Sorry, this is the point I'm trying to get to. Thank you to the people who've been going through the show notes or going to the Buy Us a Coffee site and donating money through that angle there. All the money that has been used this year has been gone into new equipment. Like me and Greg have now new headphones, Sony headphones, digital headphones, which are fantastic, which helps us with what we do and providing a better show to you guys and helps with the content and allows us to focus on coming up with fantastic new ways of looking at things and sharing our experience to you. So,
trying not to make up stories.
So I've got to say this because I've skipped over the Buy Us Coffee site too many times because people who can anonymously give gratitude. We're all up front. We've even had people give us money, cash, a couple of times. while we've been out at the pub. And, yeah, look, that's great. That's also great too. But the best way is to go through the Bias, the coffee site, through the show notes. You can also get an idea what the show's like. Make sure you click on the little arrow in case you're listening to us while you're on a jog because there's no internet reception and you just miss out on that most important thing that Greg said. So thanks so much for that. I just checked it this morning and we've had some denominations put through last week on our first episode, and that's, I know that's a sponsorship of ours, and I want to say thank you, but this person wishes to sort of sit in the background. Thus, thank you, Dee, won't we reveal your name either in making this beautiful brew for us, and some of the other people who have a hand in what we do. And also now, Greg, we welcome you to the Gullyverse.
Thank
you. Also, and there was another email that came in. And hang on, I only read the one this morning because we got on the good foot regarding
that hot topic.
That hot topic, mate. And it's still burning my brain. I'm not quite finished with it yet.
I'm wondering what else we're going to find. I hope I don't find a dirty steamer in there one, though.
A finger, a toenail. What else could you find in there? My towel. Sometimes I leave my towel in there.
Yeah, I've picked it up a few times. It's a face washer.
Yeah, I sit on that. I leave it there. And they probably used that to wipe the
I got rags. I got fucking bottles.
So, yes, we are, how do I say this? Yeah, we fund this ourselves. And, yes, it is a green project. Yes, it is powered by the sun and all that sort of stuff. And we still remain on that vigilance, which is part of the appeal. And we still promote healthy living and growing your own food and doing that sort of stuff and loving the people within your family so you can live a lot longer. So thanks so much. It's a nice thing. I'm going to let it sit there to the end of the year. And I'm going to get myself a new soundboard, which is the something ProMaster 2, which allows four people to sit in the studio and do a show with us, which is pretty awesome as well. So that's what the money will be going to there, and we nearly achieved that goal. I just need another $999. No, it's not that bad. So, yeah, that's a good thing. And, yes, obviously, Wood of the Gully as well. You can see there, Greg's just trying to take some photos of me while we do this. But it's all right, we're all learning together. And that's what's important. And, look, this show is about togetherness and love and family. And, look, I'll tell you something about love. Do you want to hear something
Looking
about love?
Looking after each other.
Well, you know what, Greg? Love's the one you don't expect, yeah? Mm. It's the sidewinder. It's like, you know, they say love conquers all. When you love something, things become very easy within that space of what you're doing or what you're trying to achieve or what you're trying to feel. You're just trying to even fill yourself with joyous moments and glorious energy and beautiful white lights, or whatever colour you choose is fine with us. This might be even a rainbow. And I'd also like to point out the fact that Greg's tracksuit today, he's wearing...
You. We haven't spoken about that.
He's wearing match... I've got to say this. I've taken photos and I might post them, might not, but he's wearing an original Adidas matching blue. Now, guys would remember this, the really
electric
cool cat,
blue.
Electric blue. It's got the rabbit ears, as in the Adidas symbol, if you have a look. There's a bit of a secret meaning to this jacket as well, too. People would realize it's a bit of a Playboy Mansion look. Not aware of it yet. And also, Jamiroquai used to don something similar to this as well.
Yeah, right.
And the colors, it's three-stripe all the way. Right arm, left arm, right arm, left leg. Three stripes all the way through, yeah? And it's the green, gold, and red.
Of
the Olympics time. And it's one of the Olympic, is it a 2000 track Olympic? Official 2000 Adidas.
I don't think it's an official one.
Wow, but, looks very, very close to...
I bought it for a special occasion.
Which was today. Oh, well, what was it? That's right, Chemical Brothers. It was saying earlier, Greg comes in a bit of a whirlwind, but he gets it all out of his system in 5 minutes. He's really good. He comes in, he's going, I've got all this stuff today. Look at this. This is the track set. We're the Chemical Brothers. We're the festival. Everyone, And I after all that effort putting in a story like you have done, I just wanted to mention it. If anyone wants a quiet picture of Greg's tracksuit or thinks they have a tracksuit themselves or similar thing. Now, this is matching tops. This is like late 90s we're talking.
I had the matching shoes.
So this would have been, what, maybe $250 excess of the day. Nowadays, yeah. The same reprint of this tracksuit, it'll get you in excess of $500. Now, this
What we were supposed to do, I had three mates and we love the Chems. And
Chemical Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, Chemical Brothers. Yeah. Get it out, Greg.
Get it out, Greg. Wow. So there's no confusion.
What we were supposed to do was all buy a tracksuit, and we were going to get them signed, written the Chemical Crew, Chemical Bro Crew.
Crew for the day.
Yeah, and have it on there, all matching, so we could just run around and do our own thing and fucking get in there and
just be dudes, because you're like 6'2", 6'3". What are you? You're six,
well,
three.
I think it was at the tennis center.
So you'd stand out. This is a track. So you got out of the car today. Like, he hit behind his car. I'm like, oh, fuck, where's Greg? Has he gone to the supermarket to get apples? Because Greg does some random stuff. Yeah, I'll meet you there, mate. Where are you? Oh, just getting some apples. Nah, I love him for it. And he's hiding behind his car and he sprung out. And I'm like, fucking freestyler. Ruck the microphone. In your area, down, down, down. So, yeah, mad tracksuit. Hats off to Greg.
He was my tune in the day too, mind you.
Was it?
Oh, dude. That was, what year was that released?
90...
Late 90s?
Bum Funk MC, I think it was.
Or early 2000s.
Freestyler, blah, 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 blah. Experience since providing the best nightclub experience. Freestylers allegedly placed in Belgrave. So this kid, Bum Funk MC's freestyler. Is a legendary place in Belgrade, which is Germany, providing the best nightclub experience since 2001. Freestyler Nightclub is the perfect destination for a great night out in Belgrade. Open Tuesdays to Saturday.
Here I come with my tracksuit.
Dum, dum, dum. Rock the microphone. So, yeah, man, that's a pretty massive effort from your half. Thanks for stepping it up a bit.
Well, and, my mates didn't come through with it, did they? So I had.
Oh, at the day you were talking about the
Chemical Brothers.
I was like, who owes this money? Nah, okay.
So I went there. Yeah. Anyway.
You went there anyway.
So
on your own.
With my crew.
With your crew, but you're wearing that.
Yeah, anyway, I'm standing out the front. Anyway, people just come from everywhere. Hey, man, how you doing?
Did you have one hanging out your mouth?
Mate, no.
You had your Bible.
I consumed all
my... had your Bible with you. You're seeing eye dog.
And mine, of course, was up in my bun.
Ah.
They don't check the bun.
The hippie bun.
But anyway, we won't... It was a very, very good night. Mm. I ran amok. Mm-hmm. Absolutely ran amok. And
did you feel like there was a connection between you and the...
There was no one rocking harder than what I was. I was on the second tier... And just straight in front of them, but back. But just the lights, everything, man. It was just one of those concerts.
I reckon people, like, looking at you, and you're like, if you've seen the Chemical Brothers, like, you could chuck Greg in the background as a background dancer, and you would think he was part of the group. And I reckon people would have mistaken you.
That's why I wanted to go.
Get the idea. I understand.
Having it all on the back, Chemical, like, we were part of the crew, mate.
Yeah.
We would have been part of the motherfucking crew.
Yeah, bro. And you lived it. The fact that you still have this tracksuit to this day in such a good condition.
It wasn't their last concert. It was the concert before that. So I don't know. Listeners might know. I can't remember when that concert was. But, yeah, it was – and I went to their last one.
Really?
Yeah. My brother loves concerts. But
Australians
you don't go with him anymore. But anyway. We go to our own.
Go to our own concerts. We don't go to concerts together anymore. But, yeah, cool. So, yeah, I am part of the tracksuit gang. Everyone knows it. You can see me loitering outside of some local business.
we might put a tune
in
on
in my tracksuit with my, yeah.
We might do a little rock out.
Well, we are. I've already loaded it. So that's what it's actually happening. You'll see me hanging out in matching tracksuits. Usually I might even be wearing Nike Pro tops, you know. I'm part of the Red
you
Shoe Gang.
You wouldn't let me down, would you?
No, I would have.
You would have got it done with me?
I would have gone changed colour at the end and would have gone the black and white or the red and black. Because there were two other examples.
We would have had a conversation about it, and we probably would have.
You would have sent me in Nike Shocks. When Nike Shocks released, and unfortunately, Nike, if you're listening, and Disney or whoever else has some sort of
all our major sponsors.
All our sponsors, Aldi, Safeway, Coles. What else can we throw in there? Holden. Woolies. Holden's now retired. Woolies. Also, two big Australian news. Holden's now retired from.
How many workers got sacked?
Well, no, not the shop. The actual racing. Holden Racing's finished. No longer
Bathurst is gone.
This is their last year. And Holden's no longer racing. So they're not only do they close down their factories here in Australia, but also that they've
shut down the
that's
racing.
That's it. They're retired from racing.
What are the fucking rev heads going to do now?
Well, Ford! We're going to do Ford! Get your Fords out! But the good news for me is I own a supercharged VT 50-year anniversary series Commodore, and it's only going to go up in value now. So thank you, Holden, for helping me.
Yes, all the old cars have gone through the roof.
With my superannuation fund.
In the day, there'll be no one. There'll be no petrol.
Oh, no, they can't drive. It's Tuesday.
To run the motherfuckers.
Like that audio we listened to. Can't drive today. It's Tuesday because carbon credits. Okay.
It's
anyway.
It's been raining. I think we should. I can't drive my Tesla.
I think we should finish her up here. Greg. Once again, guys, thank you, listeners. Best way you can reward us, if you're not one of those people who share, if you want to buy us a coffee, please go on the Buy Us a Coffee site. The more you put in, the more we will do. Very simple. We used to do three of these a week. We're only doing one a week at the moment. So give us the...
I got to settle in too.
Yeah, you got to settle in as well. Greg...
Get used to listening to my
Well, the good news is we're back where we were in July when we were redlining. So that's great. So I have to reiterate again, thank you to our listeners. Thank you for the little treats and treasures that you give us that help us along. This is actually named... This alcohol is named Wood of the Gully is what I forgot of to tell you. So the branding of this vodka, Wood of the Gully, and it's podcast lubricant. And in saying that, Greg, do you have anything to... say to people, your listeners.
I'm starting to feel dizzy.
Yeah.
I'm about to pass. You sure you didn't put any Rohypnol in it?
Yeah, of course, bro.
Nah, shout out to everyone. Thanks for having me. Hopefully I can speak a bit clearer and a bit quicker.
Well, you're getting better, mate. And the feedback is you're doing well. So, look, different folks, different strokes for different folks, different courses for different horses.
Sorry about some the people, story.
Sorry.
Only happy yesterday.
You drove this. You remember this. This is the first one you drove, and not only did we drive it, we actually called in and discussed it with him. So, guys, the other theme was about health, and we didn't really get into much of that today, but look after yourselves. Slow down. It's raining out there. Be good. If you see someone being just totally gross, you don't necessarily have to tackle yourself. There's ways and processes of complaining about. Look after each other. Love each other.
Do the triple S's a day. Shit, shower, shave.
And here comes Greg. Imagine this. And
I'm taking my headphones off.
Take it easy, guys. You won't be able to hear it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Freestyler, rock the microphone, straight from the top of my dome. Freestyler, rock the microphone, carry on with the freestyler.
So this young fellow died of heroin overdose not only a few years after this video clip in this film, but people don't really know that, but he got into the smack real bad. Nah, and he died. But anyway, down, 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 down. Good one.
Me, mate.
Oh, no, I fucking dropped the mood, didn't I? But yeah, everyone knows this is why this is why it's not featured in certain movies. It was a big thing at the time, but people were often in this industry go to use this to use it in films and whatever, and they say no because of the death of the kid. But anyway, have a good weekend, guys. Love you. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Love each other. Look after each other, and do the best you can. Woo!
Keep clean.
Keep clean, and keep listening to the Gully Verse.
top of my dome. Freestyler.